series, which we present in association with the National Jazz Museum in Harlem. And it's really an honor. It's an honor tonight to be honoring Bill Dixon. And we're so pleased to have the Festival of New Trumpet Music here at the Rubin Museum as well. So thank you for coming. Just would love to give you a little bit of information about the series, in case you've never been here before. Every other Friday night is Harlem in the Himalayas, our all-acoustic jazz series. And in addition to the all-acoustic setting, another thing that makes this series unique is that we ask the artists to come into our galleries and choose a piece of art that resonates with themes that they're working with in their own work, and then compose a piece for it and incorporate it into their concert. So you will see a couple of art choices made tonight by Taylor Hoban, who's leading the band tonight. And I will let Taylor tell you a little bit about why he chose them. But if you would like to learn more about the art that you see, or anything in the galleries tonight, you are in luck. Because Erlgun, our fabulous guide, will take you on a tour, a short tour after the concert, and it is free with your tickets. So if you're interested in doing that, just meet Errol outside the theater doors after the show tonight, and you'll have a good time. Thank you, Errol. So let's see, I had a couple other things to tell you about tonight. Just a few other things going on in the museum. We also have, of course, our K2 lounge upstairs, where we hope you will hang out, have a drink, after your tour, of course, that is. And then we also have a feature film series every Friday night. It's called Cabaret Cinema. It's where movies and martinis mix. We invite you to bring your cocktail downstairs here to the theater at 9:30 and enjoy a feature film. And tonight we are showing the Greek film Dogtooth with the Greek actress Marissa Stefanos. So I hope you can join us for that as well. And then also please come back. Harlem in the Himalayas has a great summer lineup. We've got John Batiste next week, Craig Taborn, and Avery Sharp Quintet with their new CD release concert. So hope you'll join us for that. But on to the main events. Bill Dixon was an inspiration and a trailblazer, and not just for his extraordinary musical innovations as a trumpet player and composer, but also for his work as an organizer and an activist. And the Festival of New Trumpet Music has put together this really beautiful concert tonight, again, led by Taylor Hobynum on trumpet, with Stephen Haynes on trumpet, William Parker on bass, Warren Smith on percussion, and then we have two very special guest trumpeters tonight, Stanton Davis and Wadada Leo Smith. Please give them a warm welcome and enjoy the show.
Thank you. was a hero and mentor and collaborator and inspiration to all of us on this stage. I'm sure many of you
is a hero.
Is a hero.
Is hero.
Thank you.
Present, but not famous.
And I want to thank the Rubin Museum for having us here, because the environment feels very correct to have a place something like this. We actually put this, we chose that particular image. There's obvious connotations to a cocktail trumpet. But there's also an interesting exhibition here that I was looking at of the Naxi people of Western China. And the, I think it's the Dogpo religion, someone from the museum can correct me if I'm wrong, but that talked about their priests being artist priests, and that the more creative the engagement of the priest, the more creative their activity, the more they are revered as a spiritual leader. And that just seemed a very obvious connotation for us. The next piece we're going to play is something that I wrote for this occasion. The last time we did a concert with Bill, was at Victoria Bill, the Victoria Bill Festival, almost exactly a year ago. It was just 3 weeks before he passed. And it was, for all of us, it was Warren and Steve and myself were all part of that ensemble and that event. And it was a very emotionally loaded moment, because it was clear that it was probably going to be Bill's last concert, and he was, as always, you know, clear in his leadership and just profound in his messages that he was giving us during this, during the process of preparing that music. And right before we went on stage, he asked Warren and I to start off the piece, and he looked at us, he cornered us, and he said, "Now, I want you two to play something that you've never played before, but that which only you could do." Which is somewhat.
You know how to relax.
Yeah.
So this.
And that actually, that concert has just been released on CD. It's called Solar, and it really is something that's beautiful. That's a beautiful. So this is a piece called "That Which Only You Could Do" for Billy. Thank you.
Thank you.
met Stan when I was at Bennington College. At that time, I was a student with the university. I was there for a long time, probably. And Stanton was one of our visiting artists. We brought a lot of very interesting people up there. For me, I still practice some flexibility. Bill was interested in his work. He was also interested in his deep relationship with George Russell, which I'm sure many of you know about. Some of us might even say that he was George with Johnny Hodges, but I don't know how many people feel about that. And we're certainly a definitive interpreter of George.
I was there a long time.
That's what I'm saying. So, all by way of saying, as usual, it's nice when we come back together again across the period of years. A little while.
Thank you.
have your programs on the table so you can check out what else we're doing. I would particularly recommend, well, we only have two other concerts happening, and I particularly recommend both of them. Sunday night, you get to hear one of my just all-time favorite trumpet players, El Poussin Rouge, without the Smiths, Golden Quartet, and so at 7 o'clock. And then on Tuesday night, which is a first-time thing, which I'm very excited about, Font and the Vision Festival are partnering to bring, to combine for a night of trumpet music. And it has Tomas Santo and Ted Daniel, and then we also Farr, Jonathan Finlayson, Stephanie Richards, and documentary films, actually one about Bill Dixon that we filmed at the last studio project we did for the Tapestries for Small Orchestra project, and a documentary film on Joseph Daly. So do check those out. And also check out the entire Vision Festival, which starts on Sunday, and there's some programs in the back for that. So really a very exciting time to hear live music in New York right now. There's just an embarrassing plethora of stuff going on. But thanks to the Festival of New York Music for, you know, starting us off with this. And if you do wish, just the festival sponsors of Bill Dixon Music Month, so if you're interested in supporting the continuing legacies of Bill's music, not necessarily by playing it, unless tonight we actually haven't played until what we're going to do now is just hold his materials that Stephen misinterpreted, but rather than playing his music, Bill was always about what is next and something new and something that could only happen today, right now, with these people in this place, whatever that day is, whoever those people are. It was always about the moment and the next moment. And so that fund is dedicated not just to his legacy, but his legacy by commissioning the music and supporting the music that comes out of his inspiration and his legacy. You might see a piece next year by the wonderful Mr. Peter Carroll that might be part of that as a Bach concert. At that, I'm going to say thank you all for coming out, and I'm going to pass it off to Mr. Peter.
When Taylor called me a number of months ago to say that we were going to do this, and invited me to write something, well, over the next few months, I wrote several things. There are parts, and I had a couple of different options. And then we had a rehearsal Thursday, last night, and the night before that, I was sitting at home late, and something just started. Tugging. Started tugging. And by about 1 or 2 in the morning, I knew that I wasn't going to do anything that I had written. And then went down to the basement and started going through these folders. Sidebar. There's probably already a discussion in some circles, and there certainly needs to be a conversation discussion with a certain group. Why did the comment made about when an artist like Bill leaves, what do we do with his work? How does it inform us? Do we play the pieces? Are there pieces to play? I'm clearing the studio up here, I'm trying to work on it, and I've got scores and parts of that. Can it be played again? Should it be played again? Is that the point of it? You know, what does repertoire mean with an artist like this? Graded the way that he graded. As Taylor Apley said in the moment, although, you know, if you understand his work and how he assembled things, he was also a collagist. And so anything new also had an aspect of something new that happened already. He used and moved and removed and inverted and inserted materials from all periods of his work at any given time. As he told me when we were doing composition lessons, he said, so, enough of that because I can go on forever and it's not a good thing. So I pulled something that Bill talked to me, something that he wrote in 1972. It's a very small part of a much larger piece, which is true for most people. He's done improvisation.
Yeah.